Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachas daf Ayin Tes. We left off the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Chesem Abeis. Today we have two sponsorships. First, it is again sponsored Lizchus Rafua Shalema for Sara Rivka Bas Hinda Bela. It is sponsored anonymously Lizchus Rafua Shalema for her, and we hope the learning today is a Lizchus Rafua for her as well as all the other Choli Yisrael. It is also sponsored Zecher Nishmas Rachel Bas Alexander Ziskin, Mrs. Hilda, known as Billy Kasovsky, whose fourth yard side is being observed today. And today she is sponsored in her honor, or Lezecher Nishmas, her neshama by her son, Sam Kasovsky, your daughter-in-law, Maxine, and the entire Kasovsky family. We hope that today's learning is a schus for an aliyas neshama for her. So we left off again the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Chesem Abeis. Today we're going to focus primarily on three topics. The first topic that's going to take us until the middle of Ayin Tesem and Aleph is going to discuss what happens if there is a problem with the Karban Todas. Again, we know that the Karban Todas is accompanied by the 40 loaves. We saw yesterday that the 40 loaves become kadosh when the Todah is shechted. Today we're going to talk about what happens if there's an infirmity in the Shechita of the Karban Todah. Are the loaves kodesh or not? And that's going to depend on what type of infirmity there is in the Shechit of the Karban Todah, as we'll see. The Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Alef is going to discuss not the Lachmei Todah, but sort of like the Lachmei Todah, which accompany the Karban Todah, regular Karbanos have Nesachim, which accompany the Karban. So the question that the Mishnah deals with on Ayin Tes Amud Alef is what happens if you have a carbon that you're supposed to bring, and you also have nesachim accompanying the carbon, and there's a problem with the carbon. What do you then do with the nesachim? Are the nesachim just pasul? Can they not be used, or can you use them for another carbon? So, then on the Mishnah toward the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis, we're going to talk about what happens if you have a carbon toda, and there is a second carbon toda designated as well. For example, if you designate a carbon toda with an animal that's pregnant, so it turns out that there are actually two animals, or if you lose one of them and then you designate another one liachrayas, or if you make a tmura of a carbon toda, do both of them have to be brought with the breads? Only one of them, none of them? So we'll see that in the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis. So starting again with the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Ches Amud Beis, which is where we left off yesterday, the Mishnah says as follows: Shachta chutz lizmana. If you shecht the carbon toda with intention to eat it after its man, meaning that it's a machshava of higol, or chutz limkoma, or if you shecht it with intention to eat it outside of its designated place, which again, chutz lizmanas pigol, chutz limkoma is pasul, there is no chi of kares, but it's still a psul in the karban. So says the Mishnah, kodesh alechem. The lechem nevertheless does attain a status of kedusha. So the question is why? And Rashi explains over here in the Ksav Yad, the psula bakodeshu, because this is considered to be a psul bakodesh. The kaimalam bezvachim kol she psula bakodesh hakodesh mekablo. That in order for something to become pasul in kodesh, once it's already in the process of shechita, there is an element of kedusha. So when we say that the bread becomes kodesh with the shechita of the karban toda, it doesn't necessarily mean that the shechita has to be a kosher shechita. It just means that it has to be a valid enough shechita that there is an element of kedusha. And we'll see in the Gemara that the fact that when you have a machshava to eat chutz lizmano, that you're actually chay of kares for that machshava, it shows, explains the Sfas Emes, that what you're doing has some element of kedusha. It has some element of effectiveness. Because if it had no effect when you were shechting it to eat it chutz lizmano, you wouldn't be chay of kares. The fact that you're chay of kares shows that there is a kedusha, and since there's a kedusha for the karban, the lechem is kodesh as well. Says the Mishnah, however, shachta v'nimtza treifa, what happens if you shech the karban toda and the animal is found to be a treifa, then lo kedesh alechem, then the lechem is not kodesh, and Rashi explains, the psulo kodem shchitahu, because this is not a psulo v'kodesh, the animal was obviously pasul before it was shechted. You only discovered the fact that it was a treifa afterwards, but it was pasul, of course, before. Now the Mishnah is going to say something curious. Shachta v'nimtza balmum, if you shechted the animal and it was found to be a balas mum, Rabbi Eliezer omer kidesh, the Chachamim omrim lo kidesh. Rabbi Eliezer says it is kodesh, and the Chachamim say it's not kodesh. And at first blush, the sheet of the Chachamim makes sense, because if the, what did we say? We had said that anything where the psul is bakodesh, the kodesh is makablo, and we said therefore that if you shecht an animal and it's found to be a treifa, the bread is not kodesh because it was a treifa before the shechita. So wouldn't you think that if you shecht an animal and it was found to be a balmum, also the fact that it was a balmum attached to the karbon before the shechita, and therefore the bread shouldn't become kodesh? So the shechita of the Chachamim appears to make sense. So we're going to have to work on why Rabbi Eliezer holds that the bread here is kodesh. We'll see in the Gemara we're talking only about a specific type of mum that's so minor that even if it's discovered after the carbon is put on the mezbeach, the halacha would be im alu lo yerdu, that once it's on the mezbeach, it doesn't have to be brought down. And since it doesn't have to be brought down from the mezbeach, obviously the carbon has a level of kedusha, and therefore the bread is kodesh according to Rabbi Eliezer. So the Mishnah concludes, shechta shelo lishma, if you shecht the carbon todah shelo lishma, so there's a psul on the machshava, v'chein elamiluim, and also if you shecht elamiluim shelo lishma, v'chein shnei kipsi atzeres, or if you shecht the carbon on shavua shelo lishma, sheshechta shelo lishma, lo kiddush alechem, the lechem is not going to be, the lechem is not going to be kodesh. And Rashi explains that because it says in the pasuk zevach todah, it's mashma that if you shecht it shelo lishma, that the carbon is pasul, and therefore if the carbon is totally pasul, the lechem is not going to become kadosh. Says the Gemara now. So mas nisin money. Who is our Mishnah going like? It's Rav Meir here. It's Rav Meir. Why? D'tanya zeaklal, because we learn in Ebraisa, this is the rule. Kol shepsulo kodem shchita. Any time where we have a psul that attaches before the shechita, lo kiddush alechem, the lechem is not going to be kodesh. Psula la'achar shechita, however, if the psul is la'achar shechita, or obviously what we see in the Mishnah in the middle of the shechita, if while you're doing the shechita, it's that you're having the mashava chutz l'zman chutz l'mkama, then it's going to be kiddush alechem. Shachta chutz l'zmana chutz l'mkoma. Therefore, an illustration of this general rule is that if you shechted with the machshava tideh chutz l'zman or tideh chutz l'mkoma, kiddush alechem, then the lechem is going to be kadosh. Shachta v'nim says treifa. If, however, you shechted and it was found to be a treifa, lo kiddush alechem, then it's not going to be kadosh because the psul obviously existed before shechita. Mashein kein, when you're shechting it chutz l'zman or chutz l'mkoma, the psul is in the shechita. Therefore, in that case, the lechem is kodesh. When you shecht it and it's found to be a treifa, the psul was before the shechita. Therefore, the lechem is not kodesh. Turning on to Ayin Tesam et Aleph, shachta v'nimtzas balas mum, if you shecht the carbon and it's found to be a balas mum, Rabbi Eliezer omer kodesh, Rabbi Eliezer says it's kodesh, Rabbi Yeshua, and over here we have it as Rabbi Yeshua is the same as the sheet of the Chachamim in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua omer lo kodesh. Rabbi Yeshua says that if you shecht it and it's found to be a balas mum, then it is not kodesh. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's view of the Mishnah, and that's exactly the way our Mishnah reads, substituting the Chachamim for Rabbi Yeshua. Now we're going to see an alternative view. So Rabbi Yehuda says, nope, that's not the way I explain the Machlokas. Lo nechleku Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua do not argue about the following. Al sheshachta v'nim tzis treifa, if you shechted it and it was found a treifa, shelo kiddush. There everybody agrees that the bread is not kodesh. V'al chutz lozmano shekiddush. And if you shecht it with intention to eat it, chutz l'zmano, in other words, if you shecht it with a machsheves pigol, then the bread definitely is kodesh. V'al balmum shelo kidesh. And they also agree that if you shecht it and it's found to be a balmum, that it's not kodesh. Why? Because if it was a balmum, it was a balmum kodem shechita, and therefore it's not psula bakodesh. And according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Mishnah, what do they argue about? Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, al chutz l'mkomo. They argue about a case where you shecht it with a machshava chutz l'mkomo. And again, just to remember, a machshava chutz l'mkomo that we saw over and over in the Maseches Vachim, it's pasul, but vein bakares, because it's pasul, but it's not pigul. So they argued, what happens in that case? Rabbi Lezer omer kodesh. Rabbi Lezer says it is kodesh. Rabbi Yeshua omer lo kodesh. Rabbi Yeshua says no, the bread is not kodesh. So Rabbi Lezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, why are you distinguishing between chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mkomo? Hoel v'chutz l'zmano pasul, v'chutz l'mkomo pasul. If you shechted chutz l'zmano, then the carbon is pasul. Yeah, you're chayav kares, but also the basic halacha is the carbon is pasul. So too, if you shechted chutz l'mkomo, the carbon is pasul. Therefore, doesn't it make sense that just like if you shecht the animal with a machshava chutz l'zmano, the bread becomes kadosh, so too, when you shecht the animal with a machshava of chutz l'mkomo, the bread should also become kadosh. So says the Gemara, but Amar Rav Yeshua, hol v'chutz l'mkomo pasul. No, but chutz l'mkomo is pasul, u'balmum pasul, and a balmum is also pasul. They're both pasul without a chiyav of kares. Ma balmum lo kadosh. Just like if you shecht the animal and it's found to be a balmum, it's the bread is not kodesh. Av chutz l'mkomo lo kadosh. Also, chutz l'mkomo, which is like a balmum, in that they're both pasul vein b'kares, so too, the bread should not be kodesh. So Amar lo Rav Eliezer, so says Rav Eliezer, your comparison makes no sense. Ani dimisiu l'chutz l'zmano, I'm comparing chutz l'mkomo to chutz l'zmano, where they're both a machshava, v'yata dimisiu l'balas mum, and you're comparing chutz l'mkomo to a balas mum, which has nothing to do with your machshavos. So nira l'mi dome. Im dome l'chutz l'zmano, nidaneo m'chutz l'zmano. Im dome l'bal mum, nidaneo m'bal mum. So if, in other words, if chutz l'mkomo is more comparable to chutz l'zmano, let's give it the same halacha as chutz l'zmano. If it's more comparable to bal mum, then inachanami will give it the same halacha as a bal mum. And what Rav Eliezer is saying to Rav Yeshua, obviously, is that both chutz l'mkomo and chutz l'zmano have, they're very, very similar because they're both machshavos. They're both machshavos psulos. Yeah, one has a chi of kares, one doesn't have a chi of kares, but they've also both machshavos that are taking effect at the exact same time while you're shechting the animal. You're trying to compare chutz l'mkomo to bal mum because they're both pasul to be used as a karbon, but the chutz l'mkomo is a machshava that you're having during shechita. The bal mum is obviously an infirmity that existed before shechita. There's no comparison there. So says the Gemara, Sitzchel Rabbi Lezer Ladon. Done psul machshava mi psul machshava. You should be done a psul machshava from a psul machshava. Vein done psul machshava mi psul aguf. And it doesn't make sense to be done a psul machshava from a psul aguf. A machshava of chutz l'mkomo is in no way similar to an animal that's a balas mum. So hischal Rabbi Yeshua ladon. But then Rabbi Yeshua said, no. Listen to my position. Ladon donin psul. So donin psul shein bakares mi psul shein bakares. That I should be done a psul shein bakares, i.e. chutz l'mkomo, from a psul shein bakares, i.e. a balas mum, and I shouldn't learn a psul shein bakares from a psul sheyesh bakares. Why? And again, this Fasemes here explains that the fact that the irchayev kares for a machshava of chutz l'zmano means that there's obviously some enhanced level of kedusha. There's some level of Kedusha that attaches to the carbon, because if there was no level of Kedusha that attached to the carbon, you wouldn't be Chayav Kares. You're only Chayav Kares if you're violating something that has a Kedusha. So maybe only by Machshava Chutz L'zmano, the animal has that level of Kedusha, but maybe by Chutz l'mkomo, the animal doesn't have that level of Kedusha. V'haraya, you're not Chayav Kares. So if it doesn't have that level of Kedusha and V'haraya, you're not Chayav Kares, maybe the right comparison is to Balas Mum. So says the Gemara, the Ode, and also says Rabbi Yeshua, Nidaneinu Mishalo Lishmo. We should be done a psul of chutz l'mkomo from Shalo Lishmo, Shepsul Machshava Ve'ein Bakares. That it's a psul machshava and Ein Bakares. And what did we say in the Mishnah? We had said in the bottom of the Mishnah, V'chein, and it said Shalo Lishmo, that if you shecht it, shechta shelo lishma, and then we also said, v'chein elamiluam, whatever, lo kiddush halechem. So, a psul of chutz l'mkomo is a psul machshava, she'in bakares. A psul in shelo lishma is a psul machshava, she'in bakares. So these are very, very similar, and the halacha by shelo lishma is lo kiddush halechem. Therefore, the halacha by shachta chutz l'mkomo should also be lo kiddush halechem. That was Rabbi Yeshua's argument to Rabbi Lezer, v'shasak Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Lezer was quiet. So Rav Meir, so now this is all Rabbi Yehuda's explanation in the Mishnah, where the machlokas of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua was all what happens in a case of chutz l'mkomo. How about our version of the Mishnah, where everybody agrees that Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that by both chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mkomo, the lechem is kodesh. They all agree that by a treifa, the lechem is not kodesh. And a machlokas is by a bal mum. So what does Rav Meir say about all this? Rav Meir, Maishna shachta v'nimtzas treifa, dave psula kodem shchita, u'maishna shachta v'nimtzas balas mum, t'lo ave psula kodem shchita. So says the Gemara. Now, according to Rav Meir, the Gemara is now focusing on the problem that we had already discussed briefly, that we had touched on when we learned the Mishnah, that apparently the halacha is, or the principle is, that any time the psul is ba kodesh, the lechem is going to become kodesh. Any time the psul is kodem shchita, any time the psul is kodem, before it becomes kodesh, the lechem is not going to be kodesh. And what do we say? Therefore, if shachta v'nimtzas treifa, it's not kodesh, because the treifa, the animal was a treifa, the treifa was manifest already before the shchita. Yet, shachta v'nimtzas balmum, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the animal is kodesh. And the question is, why? When it became a balmum, didn't that also happen before the animal was shechted? This says the Gemara, we're talking about bedukin shebaayin. We're talking about the type of mum that's a very minor mum, where it has a cataract. Va'aliba de Rabbi Akiva. And this is following the shita of Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, who says, im olu lo yerdu, that once an animal with a balmum, once an animal with a mum like this is placed on the mezbeach, the halacha is im olu lo yerdu, and therefore this animal does have a level of kedusha v'haraya. If it was placed on the mizbeach, you don't have to bring it down. That explains the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Rabbi Yeshua, and why does Rabbi Yeshua say that if the animal was found to be a balmum, then the lechem is not kadosh? Doesn't the animal have a level of kedusha in that v'im olu lo yerdu? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua, ki yamar Rabbi Kiva im olu lo yerdu bepsula d'gufei avol kedushei lechem lo itmar. Yeah, yes, the halacha is im olu lo yerdu. But of what, to what conclusion, to what ends is the halacha im olu lo yerdu? It means that the animal itself, once you put it on the mizbeach, since the mizbeach already was tofes, whatever was put on it, and it's only a very minor mum, we're not going to force you to bring the animal down. Does it mean that the animal has such a level of kedusha that it should actually be able to confer kedusha on something else like the lechem? Clearly not. It's not a kosher karban. Therefore, even though the halacha is a molo lo yerdu, still the halacha is it doesn't have the capacity to be makdish, to be mekadish, the lechem. So now the Gemara says weiter. Itmar. Chatas sheshachta chutz lezmana. A chatas that was shechted with a machshava of chutz lezmana, with a machshava of pigol. Im also lo teired. If it went on the mizbeach lo teired, it's not brought down. Chutz limkoma. If, however, it was shechted with a machshava of chutz limkoma, which again is a machshavas psul, but is not a machshavas pigol, Rava Omar teired. Rava says it does come down. Rabba Omar lo teired. And Rabba says it does not come down. Why? The Shita of Rabba obviously points out Rashi is Rabbi Eliezer, the Midami Leel, Chutzlum Koma Lechutzlizmano. Rabbi Eliezer had said that we compare the halacha of Chutzlum Koma Lechutzlizmano. In our Mishnah, was talking that just like a Makshava Chutzlum Koma Lechutzlizmano, the Lechem is Kodesh, the same halacha applies by both Chutzlum Koma Lechutzlizmano. Therefore, Rabba says over here in our Mishnah, that loteirid, because just like the halacha by chutz lizmano is loteirid, the halacha by chutz limkomo should also be loteirid. So Rabba's like Rabbi Eliezer, so Rava like Rabbi Yeshua, so Rava holds like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda's read of our Mishnah, is machalik between chutz lizmano and chutz limkomo. He says, halacha, again, to recap, the halacha, so according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Yeshua, the halacha by chutz lezmano is that the lechem is kodesh. The halacha by chutz lemkomo is that the lechem is not kodesh. So Rava says, just like there's a distinction in whether it has the ability to be mekadesh to lechem, so too there's a distinction in whether you have to pull it down from the mizbeach. So Rava holds like Rabbi Yeshua, for Rabba Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabba holds like Rabbi Eliezer, because he says the same halacha applies to both chutz lezmano and chutz lemkomo. For hodebe Rabba legabe de Rava. So the Gemara assumes that Rabba admits to Rava's position, just like Rabbi Eliezer admitted to Rabbi Yeshua's position, because you'll recall in Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua were having the debate. Rabbi Eliezer was trying to prove that you should compare chutz limkomo to chutz lezmano. Rabbi Yeshua was trying to prove that you should compare chutz limkomo to balas mum. And they were going back and forth. And ultimately, Rabbi Yeshua said, Forget about balas mum. You should compare chutzlam komo to a case of a machshava shelo lishma. And Rebbe Lezer was shosik. Rebbe Lezer didn't have anything to respond. So just like Rebbe Lezer conceded to Rabbi Yeshua and our Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Mishnah, so too Rabba would concede to Rava, as says the Gemara. So that's one lashon of the Gemara. The Ikadamri, and another lashon is Afal Gavda Adarbe Rabbi Lezer Lagabe de Rabbi Yeshua. Rabba Lagabe de Rava Lohadarbe. No. Even though Rabbi Eliezer ultimately conceded to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabba didn't have to concede to Rava. Why? Hasamu de Kamarle Nidanu Mishalolashma. Because again, what was the trump card of Rabbi Yeshua? That Rabbi Yeshua's trump card, they were going back and forth. They should compare Chutzlam Koma to Chutzlamano, or compare it to a Balas Mum. And then Rabbi Yeshua came and said, you're ignoring the last part of our Mishnah, which is Shalolashma. So you have to compare it Shalolashma. So maybe over there in our Gemara or on our Mishnah, that's why Rabbi Lezer ultimately had to concede. Aval hacha, idainis le mishalo lishma, but over here, what's the halacha with the karban if it's shechted shalo lishma? The halacha is im also lo teireid. The halacha is im also lo teireid. So therefore, if you're going to follow the template that our Gemara laid out, where I don't know what the halacha is by chutzlam komo, and ultimately I resolve it by saying that I learned chutzlam komo from shalo lishma, so over here in this machlokas, whether I have to take down an animal that was shechted chutzlam komo from the mizbeach, the halacha would be lo teirid. Why? Because no matter where I look to compare it to, the halacha is lo teirid. If I look to pigol, the halacha is lo teirid. If I look to shalo lishma, the halacha is lo teirid. Therefore, Rabba would hold firm in his shita that both by shachta chutzlam komo and by shachta chutzlizmano, the halacha will be him also lo teirid. Okay. So that was probably the most confusing part of the Gemara. Now it gets a little bit better. So it says the Gemara Viter. Shachta shelo lishma. So what we had said in the Mishnah was if you shech the Toda shelo lishma, or if you shech the Elam Iluim shelo lishma, or if you shech the Shtei Kipsei Asera shelo lishma. So it says the Gemara, Samra Papa Shavak Tana Didan El Nazir the Shchiach Vinokit El Hamiluim. So the Gemara just observes, so we know that there is another type of carbon that has an accompaniment of bread, and that's the carbon of the Nazir that we had discussed yesterday. We had said that the carbon of the Nazir has only two of the types of matzah, not all three types of matzah, but it's interesting, observes the Gemara, that when we try to find an example of lo kiddush halechem, when you have a psul in shelo lishma, psul ha-machshava shelo lishma, when you shech the carbon, that we talk about the elam iluim and not in el nazir. And the Gemara says that's a little interesting. And why is it a little interesting? So Rashi explains, because I would think that when you teach me the halacha, you should teach me the halacha in the context of a korban that continues to be shechted today, or so long as there was a Beis HaMikdash. And that's an El Nazir. The Elam Iluim was shechted only once in history during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. But says the Gemara, V'tana didan ikra milsa nakat. However, our Tana is talking about the ikra milsa. And what does that mean? And Rashi explains that our Tana is talking about the first time in history where a korban was brought along with the bread. So it's basically the source for the halacha. Rashi in the Ksav Yad has two lashonos as to whether the miluim was a korban yachid or a korban sibor. But according to the Mandi Amar, who says that the miluim was a korban yachid, that it was a korban yachid for the kohanim, then it makes sense why it's used as a template for an El Nazir, because an El Nazir is also a Karban Yachid. So in other words, the Karban Miluim would have been the prototypical, the template for all Karbanos Yachid. It was the first of the Karbanos Yachid that had accompanied with it the Lechem that was ever brought in the Mishkan. Rashi then points out that there's another Shita that holds that the El Miluim were a Karban Seber, but either way, it's the source Karban. It's the first Karban, and maybe that's why the Tana talks about El Miluim as opposed to El Nazir. Okay, now that we get to the next mission, again, this mission is going to talk about Nesachim. So, Nesachim Shekitshu B'Kli, let's say you have Nesachim which are sanctified in a Kli Shareis, V'nimtzu Zevach Pasol. So they're supposed to accompany a Zevach. The Zevach is found to be Pasol. So, Miyesh Zevach Acher, so if there's another carbon that's ready to go and it requires Nesachim, Sekri B'Limo. So just bring the Nesachim from carbon A with carbon B. Vim Lav Yifsulu Belina. And if not, then they should become puzzle. Then they're going to become puzzle with Lina. And Rashi in the Ksav Yad points out it doesn't mean immediately they're puzzle with Lina, because Lina means what happens to something, what happens to something that's Kodesh when it stays overnight. But basically what it means is you have these Nesachim, they were Kodesh already because they're placed in a Klei Shares. There's no carbon to bring them with. And therefore, ultimately, they're going to stay overnight. And once they stay overnight, they're going to be pasul with the psul of Lina. So says the Gemara, Amar Ziri, Eina Nesachim Eskachin Ele B'Shchita Sazevach, that the Nesachim are only Kodesh with the shchitas azevach. And Rashi over here on the right side says the kodem shchitas azevach afal pi shenisnu bekli shareis einon chulin, they're chulin, the yachalish nosel azevach achar v'jenischada azevach lo. So in other words, the thing in the Mishnah, the halach in the Mishnah, when we talk about nesachim shekitcho bekli and it turns out that the zevach is pasul, the only time the nesachim are dedicated to a zevach and they cease being a free agent is when the Zevach is shechted. Before the Zevach is shechted, even though they're placed in a Klei Shareis, they can be moved or they can be allocated from one Zevach to another Zevach. So it says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason for this halacha? So Markra, Zevach v'niskayem. It says Zevach v'niskayem, that it becomes Kodesh when the Zevach is shechted. Tnan, hanachasim shekitchu b'kli. It says, nachasim shekitchu b'kli v'nimtza Zevach pasol. But look at our Mishnah, nachasim that were Kodesh in the Kli. And the zevach is found to be pasul, imyeh zevach acher yakrivu imo v'im lav yifsulu belina. And if there is no other korban to be brought that requires nesachim, then they should become pasul with lina. My lav the ifsulu b'shchita. Aren't we talking about where the korban became pasul with shchita? In other words, that the zvicha of the korban didn't have the opportunity to be makdish the nesachim because there was no kasher zvicha. Yet we say that unless there's another carbon right there, these nesachim cannot be used for another carbon. Says the Gemara, lo, difslu bezrika. No, the animal, the psul occurred during during zrika, and the nechasim were already kodesh, were already hukdash at the time of shchita. That's why they're forever linked. They're associated with this carbon because there was a kasher shchita. Come on, Karebi, and who's this like? It's like Rabbi Damar. Shnei dvarim amatirim, that if there are two things that are matir, and over here the matir are shchita and zrika. Malin ze below ze, that one of these things alone can elevate it. Why? And what that means is, over here we have a carbon that requires shchita. It requires zrika. Only the shchita was kosher. There was a psul already in the zrika. But since, or even though only the shchita was kosher, it had the ability to be mekadesh the nesachim. So says the Gemara, no, afilu tema Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, even if you want to say that, like, it's a shita of Elazar Rav Shimon, who says that a carbon is kosher only once there's a shita lishma and there's a zrika lishma. In other words, the shita of Elazar Rav Shimon is when you have two dvarim hamatirim, they only work in conjunction with one another, not independently of one another. That we are talking about where the blood was accepted in a kos, and then it was spilled. And therefore, we're going, flipping over, Velazar Rav Shimon, Savarla Kabasei Davua, and Velazar Rav Shimon holds like his father, Diamar, Kolomed Lizrok, Kazarok Dami, that he says that Kolomed Lizrok is Kazarok Dami. So you're right, even though ordinarily when there are two Matirim, we require both of them to happen in order to lend the full Kedusha, over here, it's as if both of them happen, because when we say that there's a psul on the zrika, it means that you were ready to do the zrika. It was all in the bowl, and the bowl spill, and all the contents of the bowl, all the dam fell. And therefore, we apply the halacha of kol amid lizrok is kazarok dami. Therefore, it's as if, halachically, it's as if I had the shchita and the zrika. Therefore, in that case, the nesachim are considered to be attached to this carbon specifically. So says the Gemara, Amar Mar, im yesh zevach acher yakrivu imo. That if there's another carbon there, then you should bring the nesachim with that other carbon. I v'yomer Rav Chista shemen shefrishu l'shemincha zeh pasul l'shemincha acheres. I thought Rav Chista said that if you designate shemen for a specific carbon mincha, then you're not allowed to use that shemen for another carbon mincha. So Rav Yanai, Lev Beistin, Masna Aleim, Im Hitzruchu, Hitzruchu, because over here by the Nesachim, you have a Lev Beistin. You have, in other words, the Tanai of Beistin, when you designate Nesachim for a Karban, is that if this Karban is good, you should use the Nesachim for this Karban. And if there's a Psul in that Karban, but there's another Karban right there, then you should be able to use the Nesachim for another Karban. And because that stipulation was part of the original Kedusha, the original sanctification of the Nesachim, you're allowed to use it for another Karban, even though by the Shemen, you're not allowed to use it for another Mincha. So says the Gemara, say, Ihachi Shemen Nami, but hang on a second. If the halacha is Lev Beis Masna Aleim, and therefore the halacha is that there's a Tanai, if I can't use the Nesachim for Karban A, I should be able to use it for Karban B, why don't we have the same stipulation by the Shemen by a Mincha? The stipulation should be, if I can't use the Shemen for Mincha A, I should be able to use the Shemen for Mincha B. Why the distinction? Says the Gemara, Shemen Gufe de Mincha Have. Because the Shemen is a Guf, the Guf, the Mincha. In other words, the Shemen is a critical part, it's a critical component of the Karban Mincha. So there's no such thing that an ingredient of the Karban itself can be used for another Karban. Here the Nesachim is only an accompaniment. It's not associated with the guf of the carbon, it's an accompaniment of the carbon. And therefore, the Lev Beistin, they make the Tanai of Beistin, is that if it can't be used for one carbon, it should be used for another carbon. Says the Gemara, V'lisnu aleim denifku l'chulin. So I have an idea. If you're going to say that there's a Tanai Beistin associated with the Nesachim anyway, so why is the Tanai Beistin that if they could be used for this carbon, good, and if not, they should be used for another carbon? Let's make a Tanai. If there's a carbon for them to be used, good, and if not, they should go out l'chulin. So if I'm allowed to stipulate like this, says the Gemara, Gzeira Shemayomru Mosiyam Echli Shares L'chol. Because there I might think that people may assume that I am allowed to be Mechalel something even after it has become Kodesh in a Kli Shares. In other words, they're not going to, and usually the halacha is that a Kli Shares does have the ability to be Makdish something. They're not going to realize that the only reason that I'm able to take this out to Chulin is because of the Lev Beistin, is because of the Tanai Beistin, so it's going to come Lidei Takala if we allow people to take it out to Chulin. Won't people think also that Nesachim, which are designated to accompany one Karban, can then be used to accompany another Karban? But we know that's not technically the case. Says the Gemara, Tani Matasyo ben Yehuda kegon shaisa zevach zavuch bosasha. That's why we're talking where there's an animal that's literally standing right there. In other words, it was shechted at the same time as the other animal, and it's right there. So what's the difference? Nobody's going to realize that you were switching the Nesachim from one animal to another. So it's a sleight of hand. People are just, they're going to see an animal, they're going to see the Nesachim, they're going to see the Nesachim brought with animal, they're not going to realize that you switched it. So even though, yes, I'm afraid if I let the Nesachim go out to Chulin, people are going to think that regular things that were consecrated in a Kli Shares could go to Chulin. Why aren't I afraid that people are going to assume that Nesachim for Karban A can automatically be used for Karban B, no matter where Karban B is? Because nobody's going to realize that it's a different Karban. They're all going to think this is the same Karban. Aval, ein zevach zavuach bosasha, mai, nifsa balina. It should become possible with lina. So says the Gemara, adatani seifa, im lav yifsu balina, liflag listening bididei, ba medvar mamureim shaisa zevach zavuach bosasha. Aval, ein zevach zavuach bosasha, lo. So in other words, says the Gemara, why in our Mishnah then do we say, oh, if there's another karban, use it for the other karban? But if there is no other karban, then it has to become possible with lina. Don't talk about that there is no other karban. Say there is another karban, but it's not a karban that was shechted at that time, if that's the critical distinction. Says the Gemara, Hachinami Kamar. What do you think we mean in the Mishnah? The medvar mamurim shaisa zevach zavuach bosasha. Aval ein zevach zavuach bosasha. Nasa kamish and ifsulu belina upsulin. Then you're out of luck. If there's no other karban there, then you're out of luck. And ultimately, the Nesachim, which were already Huktash B'Kli Shares, are going to become possible with Lina. Says the Gemara now, Umi Yisrael L'Rav Shimon. But does Rav Shimon hold Lev Beistin Masna Aleim? Does he really hold from this idea of Lev Beistin Masna Aleim, that there's a Tanai based in a stipulation that will permit us to use the Nesachim for something else, for another karban, if the karban that they were originally designated for and associated with becomes pasul. So a lot of rabbis say, Tamidim shalohutzruchu litzibor, if you have Tamidim that are not needed for the tzibor, and what does it mean? Why would you have Tamidim that are not needed for the tzibor? Because we know that they collect the machzis hashekel, and from the machzis hashekel that they collect, all the korbanos tzibor are brought. And the year for the collection of the machzis hashekel breaks on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, halacha is that korbanos that are associated with a certain year have to be brought from the Trumas HaLishka of that year. Meaning, if it's already Nisan, you can't bring a karban that was purchased with the Trumas HaLishka of the prior year, an Adar of the prior year for this purpose. What do we also know? We have learned previously in the Masechet Zvachim that they always had to have at least four animals in the pen ready to serve as a korban tamid. Why? Lest any of them be a balmum. So necessarily it would happen that you're going to have animals left over after the end of Adar, because you always need leftovers in case there was a balmum, and then you're going to be in Nisan, and those animals were going to have been purchased from the machzis hashekel from the prior year, so they're not going to be needed. That's what it means, tamidim shelo hutzruchu. But what's the halacha? Tamidim shelo hutzruchu litzibur ledivri Rabbi Shimon, ein niftin tmimim. They cannot be deconsecrated. They cannot be redeemed when they are tamim. L'divrei chachamim niftin tmimim. However, the chachamim say, sure, they could be po. You could be po to them. You thought you would need them. You didn't need them. Therefore, you could be po to them. Now, the kasha is, if Rav Shimon says leiv basin basta aleihem, so why don't we say that the tanai basin is that I'm designating these animals as extras for the tamim, and my stipulation is as follows. If I need them, great. And if I don't need them, I should be able to redeem them for chulin when they're tamim. Why do we say that I have to graze them and they have to develop a balmum, and after they develop a balmum, then I could redeem them, says the Gemara. Why? Because shani hasam this late takanta b'ri'ia, because there's a takana of ri'ia. Because why? In other words, leiv basin masla aleihem, but tanai basin, it is effective. It is a real thing. But we're not going to break it out unless we absolutely have to. So by the Nesachim, I have no choice. So I have to rely on leiv basin masla aleihem. Here, by the karban tamid that's left over, I don't have to rely on leiv basin masla aleihem to permit me to redeem them when they're tamim, because I could very easily let them graze, develop a balmum, and then I could redeem them when they're balimum. Therefore, it's not really necessary. Tosfos points out that we could also say that the extra animals could have been brought for kitz hamizbeach, for the so-called dessert of the mizbeach, that we know that if at any time the mizbeach was empty, you could just bring korbanos on the mizbeach. And Tosfos says, the reason that we talk about there's a takana with re'ia, not there's a takana just to bring the animals on the mizbeach, is because it's not only tamidim that might be left over, sometimes there is sirei chatas that might be left over, and a sirei chatas can't be offered as a voluntary offering on the mizbeach. That's why we have to say that the takana would be bere'ia. Okay, says the next Mishnah. So Vlad Toda. So if you have a Vlad Toda, meaning that you separated an animal for a Toda that was pregnant, and then the animal gave birth, Vitzmurasa, or if you designate one animal as a Toda and then you try to flip the Kedusha to the other animal, Hifrish Toda V'yavda V'ifrish Afcheres Tachtea, or if you were Mafresh a Toda and then you lost it and then you designated another animal in its place, Eina Tuna Lechem. Those second animals do not require the bread, Shenemar V'hikriv Alzevach HaToda, with the Hei Ayedia, HaToda Tuna Lechem, V'lo Vlada, V'lo Chilufa, V'lo Tmirea Tuna Lechem. Only the carbon toda requires lechem, not the other animal, not its kid if it was pregnant, or a tmura, or its replacement. None of them require lechem. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, Mahu Omer, Toda Yakriv. It says in the Pasuk that Toda Yakriv, in other words, and Yakriv, Rashi points out, is extra. Why? Because the Pasuk could have said, Im al toda vehikriv. So why does it say, Im al toda yakrivenu? So minayin lamafra shodoso viavda Vifresh acheres tachtea. How do you know that if you were mafresh a toda and then you lost it? So then you designate another toda in its place. Venimtis arishona, and then the first one is found. So now you have two karbanas. Vareshteim omdos, that you have both of them in front of you. Minayim shezemem sheyirtza yakriv, velachmima. How do I know that you could bring either the original one or the replacement one, and whichever one you're bringing as a toda has to be brought with the bread? Tamalomar hatoda yakriv. That's what we learned from the ribui of hatoda yakriv. Yochol shatei shniya tuna lechem. I might think that just like the first one that you decide to bring has to be accompanied with bread, so too the second karban also has to be accompanied with bread. Tamalomar yakrivenu. So yakrivenu is a miyot echad veloshnayim. What it means is that only one of the animals has to be brought with bread, but not both. So either, you're right, you could bring either the original or the replacement, but only one of them has to come with the breads, not both. Says the Gemara, Acha Shariba Kotzva Miyot, but now we have a Riboy and a Miyot, Minayin L'Rabos Vlados V'Chalifos V'Tmuros L'Akrava. How do I know to include the Vlados and the Chalifos and the Tmuros L'Akrava, that I could bring either one that I want? Tamalomar Im Al Ha'im al toda. It says im al toda, and al is mashma that even though it is not required for a chiyuv, because your chiyuv is only to bring one, because it says al toda, it means that you can bring both if you want to bring both. But in that case, yachol yutunas lechem, I might think that in that case both of them require the accompaniment with the bread. Tamalomar ve'ikriv al zevach hatoda. Over here, it's the hey ayidia. Toda tuna lechem, velo vlada, velo chalva, velo tmurasa tuna lechem. The toda requires the lechem, but not the vlad, or the tmura, or the chiluf requires lechem. So says the Gemara, shalach Rav Chanina mishmeid Rav Yochanan, lo shanu ela la'achar kapara. When do we say this? That's only after kapara, meaning after the owner satisfied his obligation to bring a carbon toda. In that case, you could bring the other carbon and they don't require lechem. Aval lefnei kapara tuna lechem. But obviously, in other words, whatever is the first one that you're bringing requires the bread, because you said that you undertook the obligation to bring a carbon toda. Therefore, you've got to bring a carbon along with bread. So it's true that you could bring whichever one of these animals you want as a carbon toda, and it's also true that one of them has to be accompanied with the bread, but not the other. But the one that you're discharging your obligation for the toda with, that's the one that has to be brought with the bread. And the other, it can be brought as a toda, yes, but it doesn't have to have the bread accompanying it. So we'll stop here. The rabbi will pick up from the two dots tomorrow morning. Oh, man.